from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's going on, Goo?
How you doing, man?
Too much. He's out here losing friends. Jacked this jacked up. We got my main man, Colin Vontae-Oshavsky. Why does that bother me? What does that say about my person? You ever have friends that become better friends with other friends that you introduce, and you sit back like, damn.
Yeah, I have a guy who does that all the time.
Oh, boy. His name?
Dana.
Oh, that is what?
Dana. You know what? Let me think.
Vontae's a good dude.
Dibley's taking a nap right now?
Take to him. No, he texted me just a few minutes ago.
Oh, he's awake.
Yeah, he's awake.
So Dibley wouldn't be one of those guys who becomes better friends with my friends than I am. No, he's not him.
That was a phenomenal show we're following. They were on fire.
It's okay.
What was the best part of it, Goo?
The energy. Yeah!
That's not good.
That is. That's what they say about That is good.
That's like they had a good personality.
Oh, boy.
They had a good personality on today's show.
They were invested. What's up, baby? We got a lot to get to.
Yeah, we do. Brandon Ayuk, big news today. Formally requested a trade. 3 weeks ago, he met with John Lynch and the 49ers, and 3 weeks later, he wants a trade. Okay.
This has happened with Debo, is what you're going to tell me, and everything worked out.
This is... What do I want to say?
Tell me. I'm
He's got no juice. He's got... No juice.
But it's a problem if it continues and he doesn't show up to camp. That's that's what you don't want after the heels of coming off the heels of losing another Super Bowl, Stoney. That's all. You could say Guru doesn't mean anything, but this is not good pub for your team.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
But in a way, okay, he requested it. First of all, he probably didn't request the trade yesterday. He probably requested it a week ago. So the reality is nothing changes. Absolutely nothing changes. And the 49ers hold most of the cards, if not all of the cards. And it's just a question of what they want to do. And they're not going to trade him. They probably won't get much for him. But, I mean, I shouldn't say they're not going to.
Yeah, because I don't know, Stoney.
I mean,
you better not. That's what I believe.
Well, again, what would you do? You would just pay him $28 million or whatever he wants, essentially. But then where do you go from there as a team?
I guess you have to do inventory. And I look at it as Ayuk and Debo Samuel are two of the most unique and opposite receivers that help the Niners. I don't like that they are the 32nd when it comes to passing per attempts. They're 32nd. They're at the bottom. And it's odd when you put it in that, you know, when you hear it that way. But I know Ayuk is important. He's dynamic. Is he Justin Jefferson or guys like that? I don't think so, but he's right underneath. So if you're telling me I'm about to pay Brock Purdy, who I love right now, he's probably pitching a perfect game from a brand standpoint since he's taken over, come back from injury. But this is a big-ass year for him, and for the organization. But if you're telling me they already, before these next 17 games manifest, they already know what he is and they're willing to part ways with Ayuk, I would just say slow your roll. Because what if you do pull off a trade, Steiny, and there's no Ayuk, and I won't even say McCaffrey gets hurt, your offense is visibly just different, more pedestrian, you would get second guess left and right. Then what is that 60 that we all assume Brock's going to get if he regresses because he doesn't have a weaponry running around the field? So there's a combination or what am I, a chain reaction to a lot of this.
I feel like I should take another victory lap.
Well, I'm facing it. I got the Clay Thompson. Remember, Evan asked us, Carter in for Evan.
This was bigger than that. This was.
You asked me who would be gone, Clay, and I said Clay and Ayuk. That was a question. Clay's gone, and this looks like it could be. So that's why I'm getting my tennis shoes ready.
No, my victory lap is this, and I've been saying this for a while, and people have been like, okay.
Here we go.
The 49ers, as constructed right now, have one too many weapons because Purdy's not making anything. So because Purdy's not making anything, they have figured out a way to have a big boy at running back, McCaffrey, a big boy at tight end, and two big boy receivers. They know when they pay Brock Purdy, they will not be able to have as many weapons. So here's my new theory.
All right. Put it in the,
It's just a theory. Yeah. Don't put it in the cap. If Brandon Ayuk decides, if they don't pay Brandon Ayuk and he decides not to show up, they will see what Brock Purdy looks like without that extra weapon before they have to pay him that big money.
But how will that impact on the field for a team trying to win a chip?
Yeah, I don't know.
You would get that answer. You're right. But can't you kill two birds with one stone?
How?
Pay Brandon Ayuk and then see if this guy, Brock Purdy, has the year that he had the last 2 years.
Right. But then they're going to have two receivers. They pay him, and then they got to say bye to Debo. And maybe then that changes the dynamic.
I thought that was the way it was going to go. And Debo even was saying the handwriting was on the wall. I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, Carter gave us some good information, filling in for Evan, safe travels. Steiny, the last four Niners that got paid, this is the date they got paid. Mm-hmm. Kittle, August 13th, 2020. Warner, July 21st, 2021. Debo, as we all know, July 31st, 2022, and Bosa, September 6th, 2023. So for all the diehards that have the Ayuk jersey and don't want to see him leave, we've kind of seen this record play before, just at a different time. So if you look at the timestamp in regard to dates, Donnie, nothing to be afraid of here.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Even though he declared that he wants to leave, but he also told what podcast was he on? Ryan Clark, that he wanted to be a Niner.
No, I don't know. Yeah, these guys say something every day.
Yeah.
Who knows? By the way, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll have Dr. Nirav Pandya on today, our Cleared to Play segment. We don't usually talk to Pandya, but we will today.
I ran into him at the when I went to see Bronny. When I met his son, we took the group photo. But I'm going to ask him about Melton and that back situation.
Bill Melton?
No, DeAnthony.
One of the greatest third basemen of all time? Played for the White Sox?
Now, I'm familiar with Bill Matlock. They called him Mad Dog. You know him from the Pirates.
And Cubs.
Look at
Played for the Cubs. Yeah, they played for the Giants also.
It was kind of over.
You don't want to go there with me.
Yeah, but it was kind of over.
1970. Oh, did you see today?
Who?
I don't know if it was today. Who was it? It was Colin Cowherd was talking to Derek Jeter.
Gina.
About Nolan Ryan.
There's a doc out.
That's not what we're talking about. And he said, Derek, you face Nolan Ryan. No. I never faced Nolan Ryan. That was before my time.
He didn't want to get in there.
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, Ryan was gone.
That old, huh?
Ryan was gone when Derek Jeter broke into the league. There's a bunch of other stuff that we're going to get into.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.